Hello, everyone. It is me, Saida. And in this episode, I'll be talking about how I have been celebrating my milestone of my second year of me breaking free from my silent sufferer trains. It has been an absolutely wonderful feeling. It feels really good being free after all the suffering I had been doing and being a silent sufferer and holding in all the pain that I went through for so many years and decades. It feels good that I was able to get my voice to break free and to get myself the help and support that I needed. It took me a very, very, very long time to get myself to where I am now. It took a while for me to be able to get myself care because I wasn't ready to talk about everything what I went through. When somebody always asked me, have I ever been abused and how I ever went through any form of trauma, I always said no. And I always said no because I wasn't ready to deal with the pain of talking about everything yet. I didn't know how to deal with the pain. I know how to deal with the emotional pain from everything. But it just took me a while to get myself to where I am. It wasn't a quick process at all for me. It was just something that took me a while to get to. And I was always fighting myself on the inside because every time someone asked me stuff, of if I ever been abused, I wanted to scream out, yes, yes, yes. But I couldn't do it because I didn't have the strength to do it. I didn't feel strong enough to do it. And I just felt more and more worse every time I said no. And last year, I got very inspired by one of my real good friends who shared her survivor story. And it touched me so much. And I was just so amazed by her strength and her bravery to do it openly and with so much courage and class and grace. And it motivated me to do the same thing. So last year, this time of the month, and the day before Thanksgiving, I broke free halfway from and I talked about all the stuff that I went through. And in December of 2021, I broke free completely. And it was the most wonderful feeling ever. I feel free. I feel powerful. I feel very strong. I just felt like a brave person because I was free and I was no longer hurting. And I got myself the help that I needed. And I got myself the care that I needed. And I got therapy. I got help from my friends. I got help from my programs. I got help from my mother. I got help from the RAIN, Child Help, the National Domestic Violence Hotline. I got help from my wonderful sister queens and so much more. And I am just forever thankful and grateful to have had this help and the support I need. And I got an amazing support system. And I got my own safety plan. And I am thankful I'm able to break free. And if you or your loved one is a silent sufferer from being abused or any traumatic experience, don't be afraid to just use your voice and talk about what you went through. You are not alone. You are never alone. We are all here to help support you. I'm here to support you and help you. And you got this. Stay strong. Love you all. Bye.